You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in the Right Side studio, hour number two, local, state, national. We cover down on all the issues, man, and we do it solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, going to the phones now with Will Blakely. He's a reporter at 1819 News. And Will's been on the show before. He writes good stuff, but this morning he wrote a piece that really caught my attention. You know, I've done ESG as one of my topics on the Triple Dipper on the show. Probably three, maybe this is the fourth time in the last year and a half, but this is one of the best articles I've ever read on it. So prolific, and it also relates directly to Alabama. So without further ado, let me just bring on Will Blakely. Will, how are you doing today?
Good, Phil. How are you? I appreciate all that.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, I appreciate your work. I mean, this was solid. I mean, if you've never heard of ESG before, you'll get an understanding of it. If you wonder if it impacts your life in Alabama, you get an understanding of it. I mean, this was news. So thank you for that. But what got you going on this? What sparked your attention to it?
Well, I had heard of ESGs before, and then I was actually working on another piece that didn't really, nothing really came of it, but it kind of required me to look at some of Alabama's largest businesses. And one thing, whenever I go on their website, I'd notice I kept seeing sustainability reports or ESG reports, which they, you know, they can mean different things. Most of the time, they mean the same thing. If you click on it, they'll be the same sort of ordeal. And, you know, I had heard of ESGs, like I said, and I was like, well, I knew there was controversy around it, and I decided to just dig deeper and ask some people what they thought about it, ask the companies themselves why they had it and who it was, who it was designed to appeal to.
Well, it's amazing to me that this has become so prolific. I mean, it's what's funny is everybody's heard of it, and yet a lot of folks haven't heard of it. Does that make sense? It's like in the background, but you ask anybody in any boardroom in America right now, they probably know and they have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing talking to these, I talked to Michael Rechtenwald and Dan Sutter. Dan's in the Johnson Center in Troy, and Michael Rechtenwald wrote a number of books that have to deal with similar topics, and he's working on a book that has a lot to do with the Great Reset and ESG reporting right now. And one thing you realize is that this thing's been going on for a long time, but it's really now starting to get to this big scale. Where these companies would have, when it first started, they would have small funds where if you wanted to invest your money in an ESG fund, you could. And now some of these large companies like BlackRock are saying, okay, we're going to use ESG factors for everything.
For everything, right. And it also impacts businesses' ability, like major corporations, they can't go to certain banks and get the kind of loans they need at their corporate level unless they have an ESG score, meaning if they don't participate, if they don't toe the line, their own credit gets risk.
Yeah, and it's we sit here in Alabama, more conservative states, and we wonder, well, why are these businesses in Alabama so? Why do they use the same language that these left-wing politicians are using? And I don't know if I can say that this is all of the reason why, but it seems to be part of it.
Well, I agree. And so let's talk about Alabama's connections to this, because you quickly found that some of the major Alabama-based corporations that we all see in our everyday life participate in this. And, you know, we'll talk about the retirement systems Alabama in a minute, but talk to me about corporations first. Who'd you find that literally has, you know, they advertise their ESG scores on their websites right now?
So one of the things is some of them also, they'll say they have sustainability reports, like I said, but they effectively mean the same thing. So the companies that I found, Alabama Power's got a sustainability report, but it talks about all the same things that ESG report Wood, Regions Bank, Vulcan Materials, and Compass Health, and even some of the universities. As an Auburn grad, I hate to say it, but Auburn's got one.
Wow. Why would a state-funded university feel like it has to put an ESG score out there? Do you know?
I have no idea. And, you know, they're not necessarily putting their score out there. They just have some sort of document to outline what they're doing in those regards. So they're reporting it, and then these large, you know, these certain companies will give them scores, and they'll be placed on different indexes that rank them.
Wow.
In a way.
Well, so you reached out to, who was it, Regions, I think? And what kind of response did you get?
I reached out to all the companies that I just stated. I only heard back from Alabama Power and Regions. They both gave me a response, and I tried to, you know, with Regions, I tried to clarify a couple things, and they basically just declined to comment any further. They refused to respond. So, you know, and it's basic stuff. It never went into any detail. A lot of vague answers. I just, you know, as a reporter, a lot of times when people give me answers, I try to ask for definitions, and I try to ask for people to clarify things because that's my job. I never want to express what someone's trying to say in an incorrect way. And so I wanted to give them that opportunity, but that was the only statement that they would give me.
So they issued you a concise statement, and they declined to comment further at that point, I guess. All right. Well, so one of the concerns that a lot of state attorney generals have, and by the way, I was texting with you before the show and just pointed out that I just stumbled across, and it was like in a obscure article in a communications or electronics news forum, that Attorney General Steve Marshall just recently sent a letter to the president on behalf, along with 19 other attorney generals, asking for the president to stop the SEC, of all things, from enforcing ESG policies. So we got our own AG apparently involved, but yet we've also got our Retirement Systems of Alabama, where all of our state employees have their retirement plans. Talk to me about RSA's views on ESG, and do we have to worry about that as a state right now?
So that's another thing that wasn't exactly clear. You know, like I said, what I encounter as a reporter a lot, especially from bureaucracies and politicians, usually is a lot of ambiguity. You know, they say words, but the words don't really mean anything. And when I try to clarify, sometimes they don't like that. And so with retirement systems, you know, they gave me a one-word statement. They said that it was they didn't have an ESG policy, but ESG criteria are still an important and a factor in selecting investments. So, of course, my follow-up question was that, you know, does the retirement system of Alabama use ESG scoring in any way to determine which investments they make with the people of Alabama's money?
That's a reasonable question.
They basically just, yeah. I mean, I asked for a yes or no question, and they pretty much just restated the previous answer and declined to comment any further.
What that basically sounds like, and I'll go ahead and interpolate, since I know that you being a reporter, 18-19 is good at just calling balls and strikes. I'm the interpreter over here. I'll just tell you what that tells me is that they may not have a formal written policy that says here's what we're going to do, but it's what they do. They're trying to stay in good with the ESG folks, people like BlackRock who might manage part of the portfolio. Now, you've got other states, though, like West Virginia just finished saying recently, we're not doing that stuff anymore. And there are states that are now that are proposing legislation to ban the use of ESG scores in the management of state portfolios. So have you talked to any legislators at all about this?
I have not. One thing that came up, though, you mentioned West Virginia, that came up. Ron DeSantis also has proposed legislation down in Florida to stop the state from using ESG in its investments.
Well, of course he has.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to see the end of this, and I hope that your reporting is able to pick up more threads and make this even a series if at all possible. But your initial story, Will, for folks to find it on 1819news.com, it's one of the top stories there out there today. But this is thorough, brother, and there's still even a whole lot more out there. So thank you for your work on this.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you.
All right. Will Blakely, 1819 News. Y'all come back on soon sometime. We'll have you back on. But thanks, Will. All right. Listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to take a break. But when we come right back, I'll wrap this section up. But you just please understand, this is legit. This is real. And it ain't good. But it's happening left and right now. There's a reason why Republican attorney generals and Republican state legislatures around the nation are bucking this. Because they recognize that what it is, it's nothing more than an opportunity to promote progressive liberalism without having to be an elected official. They can do it in the background by thrusting it into companies and mandating certain behaviors, but that streamlines the market in different directions than profitability. We don't need that. We need to know that our state pensions and other funds, for that matter, are profitable and have a return on investment that we can work with. Ugh! I mean, how hard is that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, we are covering up this state, making it cool to be a conservative. So listen, I'm going to wrap this section up. ESG. Just keep that acronym in your mind, all right? ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance. It's the new woke means of basically keeping corporate America in line. Because they know that if corporate America is kept in line, that America winds up getting kept in line. Because corporate America has the jobs. And corporate America, oh, by the way, also creates the economic stream under which we all live. And if they can keep corporate America in line, then corporate America will run more ads during the Super Bowl that look like the whole world's gone woke when you know you're looking at it going, that does not match my world. I mean, how many times have we seen, have you wondered why in recent years, you've been seeing wokeism coming from corporate America. Like, okay, I actually switched away from using the razor that I was using. I think it was it Schick or Gillette? Now that I've said that, I better check and see. Came out with a commercial with, the dad teaching the transgender how to shave with the closest possible razor so he would look more like a girl. And that was a commercial on TV, and I'm like, what the heck? That is not reality. That is such a minuscule part of the world's population. Why was that necessary? Well, I guarantee you it's for an ESG score. Did you find the commercial, Boomer? Which one was it, Gillette or Schick?
Gillette.
It was Gillette. All right. It was Gillette. Or how about this? Coca-Cola goes out there and starts speaking out against voter identification laws in Georgia. Why would they get involved? ESG score. Governance. That's the G. Or what about this? Disney going full on about this whole situation with, keeping sexuality out of kindergartners' classrooms in Florida. Why would they do that? ESG, that's the social. It's on and on and on. And it's right now, it's because, first of all, they don't know when to say no. You know, they don't have the chutzpah to say no. They don't recognize, by the way, that the world will rush to their aid. I mean, there's an entire world of people out there hungry for more people like the CEO of Goya Foods who just says, you know what, forget y'all. I'm not doing this. And then what happens? His sales go up. How about when Chick-fil-A just said, we don't believe in same-sex marriage. Boom, sales went up. We're going to have a boycott of Chick-fil-A. No, by God, you're not. I want more chicken nuggets. And then, chicken minis were selling out like you can't believe. And then they got to do the double drive-thru at Chick-fil-A just to make it all. By the way, the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A is amazing. I mean, I heard that during the pandemic, they were actually calling Chick-fil-A managers to come help with the drive-thrus for testing sites. That's That's pretty epic. But okay, two more articles for you. This one I pulled off of freebeacon.com. What a great name. Freebeacon.com. State attorney generals take aim at the $10 trillion investment giant over woke investments. So it's BlackRock again. It says a coalition of 19 Republican attorneys general say BlackRock CEO Larry Fink prioritizes left-wing political initiatives over shareholder returns and is jeopardizing the retirement of middle-class workers with pensions. It's what I've been saying. And it goes on to say, critics of ESG say the policies are often arbitrary, and they can even hurt a company's bottom line. Why would you do this, by the way? Why would you do this, board of directors? Why would you do this, president and CEO? Why would you say, you know what? It's going to hurt profitability, but I guess we better do it. I got a good ESG score. Yeah, but you went bankrupt. Yeah, but I got a good ESG score. Yeah, but your profit margins went in the tank. Yeah, but I got a good ESG score. Okay, well, BlackRock manages $10 trillion in assets. And the AGs assert that when BlackRock engages with companies over climate practices, that it actually violates state laws about maximizing financial returns. And so states are pushing back, and rightfully so, especially when it comes to things like public dollars being invested in a state retirement plan. And the ESG policies are driving the train on how we invest? No. I want the maximum return for our state employees. I want to know that our teachers and our state employees, I want to know those state troopers who vest in the system and those teachers who spent their 20 years, I want to know they all have the best possible retirement they can get, and not because we had to keep upfunding it from the legislature to make up the difference lost in a bad market. I want to know that it was because of good investment practices at the RSA. Retirement Systems of Alabama. If you are, by the way, in the Retirement System of Alabama, you need to ask the question, are you using ESG scores? And if so, please stop. Call your legislature and tell them. Legislator, tell them you need something passed at the state level that counters this movement towards ESG. Great article on the Heartland. Heartland Institute wrote a piece in June of this year, June 2nd. And they've been working against this thing for a while. And it's a pushing back on what is often referred to as the Great Reset, which includes a lot of ESG pushes. And they point out that 16 state governors, I don't believe Alabama's Governor Ivey was one of them, but the 16 state governors recently sent a letter to President Biden requesting that he withdraw the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's proposal that's going to force publicly traded companies to account for their data in climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. That's not what they're there for. If they're there to make a soft drink, then they shouldn't have to have an ESG score on whether they support Biden's green energy initiatives. Even Representative Chip Roy and seven other members of the U.S. House of Representatives have tried to get the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan that our federal employees use, out of ESG. I mean, there's actual legislation being proposed. But yeah, we got to do it. Well, I know we got a break coming. I don't hear any music yet, Boomer, but oh, there it is. I can sense it. I can feel it in the wind. All right, listen, folks, ESG, it's real and it matters. Ask about it. Ask your corporations. Check out your corporation's websites. Check out your state plans. Let's not be in ESG mode. It's about profitability. All right, folks, listen. We're going to switch to number two on the Triple Dipper. The need for speed. When we get back. Right Side Radio, Phil Williams. Y'all stay tuned.